This short episode in my Inspiring Excerpt series was released a year ago in video format and is now out as a podcast bonus episode. Roddy Elias is a wonderful jazz guitarist and composer. You'll be hearing some great stories about Roddy's early career in touring rock bands, the connections between martial arts and music, getting into flow state, and his creative process. If you're a guitar player, you'll be happy to know that this series will soon be featuring quite a few more guitarists and performers of other plucked instruments. I really try to invite a diversity of musicians, following interesting life paths and playing in different styles. The full episode is linked in the description, both video and podcast, with a link to the full transcript. In this first clip, you'll hear some great stories about Roddy's early career in touring rock bands.
That group broke up, and then I got a call. Then I was playing at the Skyline Hotel with all these old jazz musicians in the dining room, playing standards, you know. Still only 20, 19 or 20, I think. And I got a call. The maitre d' comes up and says, you have a call from L.A. Okay. So I go and answer the phone, and it's somebody offered me a job playing with a pop tour, you know, like a Holiday Inn type circuit band, right, that was based in L.A. Mm-hmm. And the only reason they'd heard of me was because the guitar player that was leaving knew of me somehow, right? So, and then two of them were Canadian and two of them were American in this band. So I thought about it overnight. And then the next day I was on the plane to LA.
Wow.
And that lasted a year, and we played, I wasn't fond of the music. It was like real middle of the road. I couldn't stand it, but I mean, I was making pretty good money and seeing all over the States, you know, from California up the coast, up to Alaska and all through the Midwest and a bit in Canada. So that was nice. And incidentally, on both of those touring things, I'd spend my days practicing, right? Mm-hmm. The first gig, I shared a room with the drummer. He'd watch soap operas all day with his drum pad and curl his hair. So I'd go in the bathroom and turn on the fan so I couldn't hear him when I practice.
Next, Roddy talks about the connections between martial arts and music and addresses how he teaches students to get into the feel of flow.
What I've noticed over the years is that martial arts and music are basically just different manifestations of the same pursuit, and that's the pursuit of grounding, getting inside yourself, getting outside yourself, you know, connecting with the outside world, connecting with the inside world, and different approaches to doing that. I mean, there are some martial arts that actually have music in them, like drumming, drumming with and rhythm and flow. I mean, to me, the big connection is, especially with improvisers, is flow, flowing. So rather than martial arts, you spar, right? And so, one of the first things when you're a younger martial artist is if you're sparring, you think you have to respond to something or react to something. So somebody throws a punch and you have to react to it. But what I've learned slowly over the years is that it's all about flowing. Being in the moment and flowing with, like, really connecting with your opponent, whether it's a friendly opponent or a not friendly opponent, connecting and understanding what they're doing and going with it, flowing with it, and not trying to oppose it, but maybe deflect it or go with it or whatever. And I think music is so much like that. It's like you're flowing. So the other night when I was playing with Jean-Michel, we don't, like, if he plays a chord, I don't go, oh, he played a D minor sus for anyone, so I can play, you know. It's like you asked a question, and I sort of flow with it, right? It's like, I don't have an answer set up. I don't have, okay, Leia asked this question, here's my answer to that. It just evolves, right? So it's flowing. So I think that's the real connection between martial arts, and then this is spiritual, getting inside the energy. External energy comes from internal energy, and I find the same with music, right? So if I play a note, even on the guitar, which is not a wind instrument, if I breathe out, if it's coming from here and I breathe out and from my lower abdomen, the diaphragm and all that, not in a physical way, but if the energy's coming inside and just going. So I'm hearing it in here, and I'm feeling it here, and I'm feeling it here. So three levels: the gut, the heart, and the head. And it's exactly the same with martial arts. Well, that's where that idea comes from, I think, for me. And so I tell all my students, like, it comes from here, and just play the note, and then listen to it coming out, just like your breath is coming out. Imagine the sound coming out of the instrument, but it's coming from here. Rather than just going, I mean, I could hear the difference there. One is like just superficial. And so I guess in martial arts, it's like, okay, here's a punch. I've done all the body mechanics, but now it's coming from inside, and everything's relaxed and joined and connected. And I'm just projecting with my mind. It's there. It's like it's projecting. So projecting out with your mind. I project this note out. If I just think of it going to you or going to this microphone rather than just playing the note. So now I think of it, think of it.
Finally, Roddy talks about some of his composition process.
So, well, okay, opera, they sing melodies. It's all about singing the melodies. So I just sat down and I took the libretto and I wrote from beginning to end a melody line. Nothing else, no chords, no, just the melody. How do I express these words with melody? And again, if I'm writing a song, which I'm doing now, I'm writing some songs for Kelly Lee about COVID, and I'm doing the same thing. I'm just writing the melody first, putting chords to it, and I mean, it's not the way the Beatles wrote songs, right?
Guitar enthusiasts, you'll be happy to know that this series will soon be featuring quite a few more guitarists and other specialists in plucked instruments. I hope you enjoy these in-depth and wide-ranging conversations, and that your curiosity is stimulated for music that may be new to you. Please help this series find new listeners by rating and reviewing the podcast, sharing my social media posts, and sharing my newsletter with your friends.